On the show today, we have Power Financial Credit Union's very own Alan Prindle talking about the credit union eliminating all overdraft and NSF fees to help strengthen their members' finances. Seems like it's a growing trend in the credit union industry, and Alan talks to us all about it, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Power Financial Credit Union's very own Alan Prindle. Alan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you? Everything going well?
Doing great. So far, so good. Yes, yeah, so we're basking in the glow of the fall season out here in Southern California. So we're enjoying it a lot. So,
well, we didn't get the memo about fall in South Florida, but that's okay.
It's still a little summertime there for you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hang in there with that AC. That's a good reason why they invented AC. So good stuff.
That's right.
Hey, we're talking about something. Well, speaking of cool, we're talking about something really cool here. Your credit union has eliminated all overdraft and NSF fees to kind of help strengthen members' finances. And this seems to be kind of percolating throughout the industry here because we did an interview, I think it was with Alliant Credit Union a few months ago about doing the same thing. So really cool that you guys are doing the same as well. So, but my first question, as it was with Alliant, is like, hey, why did you all decide to do this, to eliminate the overdraft and NSF fees? What's the big why here?
Well, it's really been a long road to get here and a long story to make the decision, but really primarily four big reasons why. First, I mean, we're always trying to consistently pursue leadership position, whether it be in our marketplace or providing our members leading edge solutions and experiences. So that was one reason. Secondly, it's really truly the right thing to do. I mean, banks and credit unions charged hardworking Americans $30 billion last year in overdraft fees.
Wow.
And let's face it, they hurt families.
Yeah.
And especially those that are the most financially vulnerable. I mean, it seems wrong to kick them while they're down kind of thing. And it's been bothering us for a long time. And we really try to deliver on our family brand promise. Our brand is we treat you like family. So mm-hmm. if you're part of a family and a family doesn't take advantage of somebody when they need help the most. So
exactly.
we figured it's walking the walk with our branding. Third, really, because we can. We've had a long-held strategic posture that trying to be not fee-driven, trying to get out of the whole fee revenue standpoint. And we've worked hard over the years to structure the balance sheet to enable this. So fee income is not a huge driver of our revenue.
Okay.
It's a much smaller percentage than many other credit unions. So this decision wasn't as hard as many other credit unions.
Yeah.
But our modeling indicated probably a worst case 6 basis points drop in ROA. And of course, that's not including, you know, there's some back office expense in handling these. The numerous contact center calls, how come my check bounced, you're charging me, can you reverse it, it wasn't my fault, all that kind of stuff. So that 6 basis points doesn't take into account the savings that we may earn or recover in expense reduction, as well as there's the intangible of we're allocating our contact center towards doing more value-added activity than handling reversing people's overdraft fees. So the executive team and the board consensus was that this is a good business decision for us to do. We've worked hard and a long time to do this.
Yeah.
We started seeing people do it. So we thought, hey, let's try to do that. And then fourth reason, as you mentioned earlier on, there seems to be a rapidly changing regulatory environment, clearly. So we figured let's get out in front of this before the decision's made for us, which is an entirely a possibility. And also with all the, you know, there's some lawsuits going on about overdraft. I'm sure everybody's dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured one little benefit, maybe it mitigates or eliminates the legal risk.
Yeah.
So that's really the big four reasons. And
it's
been many years for us to build the balance sheet to get to this point. So we finally decided let's pull the trigger.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love how you guys, how this has been a long time coming and you made the right plans to do so and to move forward and also to get ahead of the curve, like you said, to eliminate some of those other situations that might arise. So let's talk about members' finances because you mentioned earlier, it's like, hey, you know what, let's not add insult to injury here. So how will this move strengthen your members' finances?
Well, I think, and we're probably no different than many credit unions. I mean, if there's a skew towards the people that really rely on overdrafts. So there's tons of people that do overdrafts. They may do onesie, twosie here over a few years, but there's some people that really rely on it. And it's a significant dollar amount to those folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that they're the ones that need it the most and are living paycheck to paycheck. So we're hoping that it's going to help those people in general. You know, really what drove it was our hope is it will make banking here or credit unioning here inclusive and more forgiving, that everybody makes mistakes. So let's try to work with the person that has a lot of the fees and try to get them to manage their funds better or make better financial literacy education towards helping them reduce that. But the process has really not changed, Mike. The infrastructure that had the bringing the account negative, courtesy paying, all of that isn't intact. That infrastructure is still in place. So we're not just turning the checks back and bouncing them. We're still doing the courtesy pay, but we're just not charging the $35.
Okay, gotcha. And this is just something that just popped in my head. I mean, is this a possible marketing message? I mean, I don't know if you want to use that as a marketing message, but I'm just kind of thinking outside the box here. Is like, could this be, you know, something that the marketing department could handle? Say, hey, we're not charging any fees, so come on over here and hang out with us. So again, I don't know.
Absolutely. A major campaign okay. hit when we announced this.
Okay.
So we have billboards that basically have three words: overdraft fees, period, gone. Power Financial Credit Union.
Okay, cool.
So yes, we are trying to market this a lot and try to make us a place that people want to check out and
completely
and attract that. Now, are we expecting to get adverse selection? That is, those that bounce checks a lot are going to join us? I don't think so. But I think people that can empathize, understand, and kind of feel good about joining an organization that treats other people like family and doesn't charge fees on those kind of things, we're hoping that that's going to be in effect.
Yeah, that's super refreshing. And speaking of messaging, so what kind of message does this move send to the rest of the industry? Because like you said, you know, there are a few others doing the same thing. Maybe this will catch fire and sweep the country. So is that kind of a motivation as well for you guys? Or I mean, I'm wondering what the ripple effect is throughout the industry, this move.
You know, we saw that Alliant did it. There's an increasing amount of credit unions did it, especially after Ally did it, and other banks are doing it as well, too. So we thought we should do that. I have mixed emotions about doing it because, as I said, we can do it because we're not that reliant on fee income. I know many of my credit union CEO and other organizations in this marketplace across the country rely very heavily on this overdraft fee revenue. So this decision may not be as easy to do for them.
Right.
And I'm not saying that this model fits everybody. I'm not trying to say everybody should do this. I don't think that's my message or objective at all. Mm-hmm. But it felt right for us. We could do it and we did it. But I think it is going to make boardrooms and executive team rooms meetings saying, okay, if this becomes a watershed moment and everybody adopts it, what are we going to do? Because we could lose, you know, like I said, in our case, it's 6 basis points in ROA, but some credit unions, it's 25, 30, 40, 50 basis points of revenue. So that's a big hit. So how are they going to deal with it?
Yeah. I mean, again, going back to the top of the show, when you said, hey, we've been planning for this. This has been a long time coming. We've been preparing for this. And like we've all heard in the industry for years and years, every credit union is different. So this plan isn't for everybody. So having said that, though, so what advice do you have for other credit unions who may be kind of sitting on the fence about a decision like this? What advice would you have for those folks?
I think first off, I think they really need to sit and evaluate it from a board and executive team standpoint, because as we said earlier, this decision may be made for us. There's more and more talk, even from our regulator, about overdraft, Washington, if Elizabeth Warren, you know, all this. If it keeps moving in this direction, I think it may be eliminated whether we like it or not. Wow. So there needs to be some scenario planning by credit unions that says, if this happens, how are we going to deal with it? I don't think it can be an overnight decision. As I said, we prepared a long time for it. So you have to structure the balance sheet. You have to look at other forms of revenue. You have to make sure your net interest margin is essentially a fortress that it can handle interest rate changes and not get totally squeezed. I mean, we're all getting net interest margin squeezed, but we think we've taken actions along the balance sheet standpoint that can minimize that or kind of mitigate it really getting compressed down. So I think we're okay, because we did a lot of steps to get to this point. We acquired a bank in December 2019 that was a very strong commercial bank. So that's added a nice revenue stream for us that we didn't have before. So all these pieces of the puzzle started to fit into the place that we said, okay, now we can pull the plug on overdraft revenue. So my advice to credit unions would be to really look at it hard and long, look at other revenue streams and really model it to see how can you get, not if you're going to do it right away, but eventually, if it does get taken away from us, or if you want to move in that direction, it will take some time and some actions to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely not an overnight decision for sure. So a lot of preparation. Yeah, a lot of preparation. All right, I'm going to let you get back to work, but thank you so much for your time. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts on this move?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, cool. All right, Alan. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work there in Florida.
Okay, thank you.